discuss. What is the real lesson of Hiroshima?
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by ARS of Virginia. President Obama called for a world without nuclear weapons in his first ever presidential visit to the site of the first of two atomic bomb blasts that ended World War II.
We may not be able to eliminate man's capacity to do evil, so nations and the alliances that we formed must possess the means to defend ourselves. But among those nations like my own that hold nuclear stockpiles, we must have the courage to escape the logic of fear and pursue a world without them.
The president stopped short of apologizing for what happened at Hiroshima, where at least 140,000 lives were lost. Metro is set to begin its repair program soon, so Uber's expanding its carpool service to help you get to work. Don't think for a minute it'll be cheap.
Uber Pool is usually half the price of Uber X because you're splitting the fare with someone. But that fare will likely be higher because of surge pricing when SafeTrack works underway on Metro.
Surge pricing is all determined by a computer algorithm that gauges the balance of requests for rides and people who can provide rides.
And when demand's greater than supply, Uber's Megan Joyce says surge prices go into effect. So will Uber be changing that algorithm to give people a break during SafeTrack?
We don't have any plans for that.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Arlington Memorial Bridge is fully operational again a year after two lanes were closed because the span linking Arlington Cemetery and the Lincoln Memorial was literally falling apart. New support beams will keep that from happening for now, but officials say the bridge will have to shut altogether in another 5 years unless $250 million is spent to replace the bridge's crumbling undercarriage. Having the Memorial Bridge back in service will be good news for the annual Rolling Thunder tribute, which rolls from the Pentagon to the Mall on Sunday with hundreds of thousands of motorcyclists taking part. Joining them this year will be Donald Trump. The presumptive GOP nominee for president will make an appearance as first in D.C. since he met with the Republican leadership on Capitol Hill earlier this month. Rolling Thunder is the largest, but there are many other programs in town this weekend to remember those who have fallen.
For 22 years, the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors has brought families together for Memorial Day in the nation's capital. Bonnie Carroll is the group's founder.
These are the moms and dads, brothers and sisters, the children of those who have died while serving in the military.
Thousands will gather this weekend for a seminar and camp.
Learn coping strategies. They connect with others who have suffered a similar loss. Learn that they are not alone.
They also will get a chance to witness how the nation comes together to honor their loved ones who died serving. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Bernie Sanders says he's all in for a debate against Donald Trump sometime between now and the June 7th California primary. He was on Jimmy Kimmel last night on ABC.
You made it possible for us to have a very interesting debate.
That's right.
About two guys who look at the world very, very differently.
Oh boy, do you guys look at it differently.
Representatives for all of the major networks say they're interested in hosting this showdown, but Trump has a pretty steep price, a donation of at least $10 million to women's health causes. No word yet whether the networks are willing to put up that money. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,828, the NASDAQ at 4901. In sports, the Orioles fall to the Astros, their fourth straight loss. The Nats beat the Cards. Golden State beats OKC to hang on in the NBA Western Finals. And the Pittsburgh Penguins will play for the Stanley Cup after finishing off the Lightning. WMAL News Time, 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
For breaking news and the inside story on the issues that affect all of us.
I'm Bill Thompson with the stories we're following for you.
Depend on 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Here are the latest developments.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router. Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good ride so far around the entire Beltway, Maryland, Virginia. Maryland's 95, Virginia 95. No troubles between Fredericksburg and the Beltway. Getting to the Beltway on 66, just have a little pocket of delay as you head through Manassas, past the Business Center. No problems with Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and up through to the Capitol Beltway. So that looks good for everyone. If you're making travels in through town, DC 295, a little bit of that stop and go as you head down toward Benning, but lanes are open. Good across the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. Metro Rail, Red Line, expect residual delays to Shady Grove due to an earlier train malfunction they had at Medical Center. Traffic update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only preventive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStar Georgetown. GeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A stray shower, maybe a storm today, 89. Sunshine tomorrow, 88. Late day thunderstorms on Sunday, highs in the middle 80s, and a chance of showers on Memorial Day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 64 in Springfield, 70 in Kensington, 70 also at Reagan National. Bernie Sanders adds fuel to the notion of a possible debate against Donald Trump. See the video right now at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630,
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Eleanor Clift will join us to talk about the politics of the moment, and there's lots to talk about. At 7:35, Mike Love with the Beach Boys coming to town for the big Memorial Day weekend concert down on the Mall. At 8:05, Christian Toto, film critic, will talk about the weekend movie options, X-Men, Into the Looking Glass. I mean, the great movies coming out this weekend. He'll give us his sense of them. And at 8:35, Brett Baer from Fox News will join us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
71 years ago, on a bright, cloudless morning, death fell from the sky and the world was changed.
President Barack Obama, just about an hour ago at the memorial for the Hiroshima bombing, and because of the president's appearance and speech this morning in Japan, this sort of forces the whole world, and probably most specifically Americans, to confront the reality of the atomic age that we helped usher in with the dropping of that bomb, and then a couple of days later, the bomb at Nagasaki. And the president wants us to ponder the lessons to be learned from Hiroshima. And I would like you to chime in on that as well. Listen to one thing that the president said. We've got plenty of cuts here from the president's speech. You're going to be hearing a lot about it and seeing a lot about it today, but we're first because, well, that's how good we are.
That's what we do.
Listen to this.
The scientific revolution that led to the splitting of an atom requires a moral revolution as well. That is why we come to this place.
That is why we come to this place, because the scientific revolution also requires a moral revolution. Well, listen, I don't disagree with that. I would love to have a moral revolution in our culture. I think that my moral revolution might look a little different than Barack Obama's moral revolution. But in that statement, isn't there an implication? Maybe I'm just inferring it, but isn't there an implication that the dropping of the atomic bomb by the United States 71 years ago, thus ending World War II, was in some way immoral? Isn't there an implication there that we dropped it without recognizing the moral consequences?
The scientific revolution that led to the splitting of an atom requires a moral revolution as well. That is why we come to this place.
If it requires a moral revolution, that means that there is some sort of lack of morals in that action.
That the morals were in question.
888-630-9625. Let me get your reaction. And also, why don't you tell the president and anyone else listening what you believe the real lessons of Hiroshima may be? 888-630-9625. I'm sorry. I know that it's politically incorrect to say, but yes, tens of thousands of people died that day in Hiroshima 71 years ago this August, but it was a moral act because it finally and unequivocally brought an end, or almost brought an end, to World War II, where millions upon millions upon millions of people died. It was necessary. It was sad for those involved, but it was glorious for all of the mothers and fathers of nations around the world who continued to send their sons to go fight in this bloody campaign. There is a morality to that. And before everybody starts saying, oh, well, you know, terrorists justify their carnage with some sort of bizarre morals, come on. Don't even bother calling in, because it's not in any way an equal comparison. Not in any way. And if you are so morally skewered that you can't see it, well, I don't know what more. I don't know what kind of discussion we can have. I find it to have been a moral move, and I still applaud the United States and President Truman for making the move.
Well, in short, the lesson of Hiroshima should be, we didn't start it, but we'll finish it. And you know, where is the same kind of funereal tone? Where is the same sort of passion being expressed about what happened at Pearl Harbor? You know, this may be the 71st anniversary. I hate to use the word anniversary for something that seems so tragic, but of the bombing of Hiroshima. This December will be the 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor.
That's right.
Is the Prime Minister from Japan going to go there and lay a wreath?
No, sir. He specifically said he will not.
Well, why not? You know, I mean, why do we feel like we need to do this? I mean, look, they may not have technically been an apology today. But let's just talk about this, what this was. The pageantry of laying the wreath, you know, the funereal tone of his comments. This will be read around the world as an expression of regret for what the United States did. I don't care if he said the words, I'm sorry, or we apologize. It's going to be read that way. The body language, the whole nine yards, just comes across as an expression of regret. And I think, look, you cannot judge what happened when Truman decided to use the nuclear weapon in Hiroshima against the morals of our time. You have to look at it within what was going on at the time it was done. Judge him within the lens of history at the time it took place. And you're exactly right, Larry. If you do that, you find out and you study, you say, well, look, millions of people died in the Second World War. The Chinese came in at a time when we were fighting over in Europe and tried to take advantage of that, and we had to end the thing. We had to end the thing, and if we had tried to attack the island of Japan, it would have been ugly. It would have been horrific beyond belief. Many, 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 many Americans would have lost their life. I don't have any apologies at all. I don't have to have any expressions of regret. Do we need to talk about nuclear weapons? Yeah, I think we need to talk about them, and I think we need to make the decision that we need them, and we should keep them, and let's stop all this talk about doing away with them.
Well, you're just embracing fear, Brian.
Mm. We may not be able to eliminate man's capacity to do evil. So nations and the alliances that we formed must possess the means to defend ourselves. But among those nations like my own that hold nuclear stockpiles, we must have the courage to escape the logic of fear and pursue a world without them.
There you go. All right. So what are the lessons of Hiroshima? The president seems to be implying that it was an immoral act. At least that's what I'm inferring from it. What do you think? How about Jim in Gainesville? You'll start us off here on WMAO.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Kind of following up on Brian's point, I think a wartime lesson is that you have to break the back and break the will of the enemy in order to cease hostility. And the firebombing of Tokyo took far more Japanese lives than the two nuclear weapons did. But it's like Germany with Dresden. It's like the Union with in the Civil War when they destroyed the Shenandoah Valley, Sherman's march to Atlanta. I mean, you have to break the back, break the will of the enemy, and that brings war to a swift end. And with radical Islam, we're just doing these pinprick half measures that that are just endless and don't do anything in the you know, for the sake of bringing that to an end.
Thank you, Jim. Well said, and you started us off well. Good morning, everyone. We'll continue with your calls in a moment. President Barack Obama finished his remarks in Hiroshima about an hour ago. We'll play you audio and get your reaction. What are the lessons that we should have learned from the atomic bomb being dropped? 6:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I'm checking out who's going to work this morning. All right. Not too many on 95 as you push north out of Stafford through to the Beltway. A little bit of volume in Woodbridge. 395, great run across the 14th Street Bridge. Good time to get going on 66 as well. Now, another reminder, remember, we have Rolling Thunder coming into town this weekend, so watch for extra motorcycles on the roadway. Out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50, good each direction at the Bay Bridge. If you're getting away early, no problems in 270 with lanes open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We got a mix of sun and clouds today with a stray shower possible, high of 89. Tonight, some clouds, stray shower, thunderstorm possible overnight, low of 68 overnight. Here's your Memorial Day weekend forecast. Saturday, mostly sunny, high of 88 degrees. Sunday, might have some showers and thunderstorms late in the day, high in the mid-80s. And then Monday, we've got a chance of showers, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 70 degrees at 6:16.
A former First Lady is suspect in the death of a White House attorney in Jed O'Day's latest mystery thriller, Whacked. Tank Alvarez is forced to investigate and disclose the awful truth. Available on Amazon.
The scientific revolution that led to the splitting of an atom requires a moral revolution as well. That is why we come to this place.
Man, oh man, that's quite a statement there. That we require a moral revolution. That's why we come to Hiroshima, to try to institute a moral revolution. I'm sorry, I can't help but connect the dots and suggest that Hiroshima represents some lack of morals from President Obama's perspective. How about Ben in Ashburn? Ben, what's the lesson to learn from Ashburn?
Hey,
from
Ben.
Hiroshima?
Good morning.
Hey, first of all, I'd just like to say that a president who supports Planned Parenthood can't talk to me about morals. But the lesson that I think we can learn is that if you're the Japanese government and you believe that you have simply awoken a sleeping giant, as the Japanese admiral said after bombing Pearl Harbor, and that giant pushes you all the way back to your homeland after all of your expansion, and they say surrender or die, they're probably not bluffing.
And that's
the lesson.
And that's the lesson, Ben. Thank you very much. How about Steven calling on a cell phone somewhere in Washington Metro? How are you, Steven?
Hey, Steven.
You're on WMAL.
I'm doing well. I just always think about my father was a Liberator pilot in World War II. They Tinian, Kwajalein, all the places. And when his last bombing mission, there were 600 holes in his plane that broke apart on the runway, and he was in hospital with shrapnel wounds, and when the bomb was dropped, and they thought it was a joke. They were all laughing in the hospital because they couldn't believe that one bomb was that powerful, but they were very happy that it happened because there was no going home. Your wounds healed and you were getting ready for the invasion of Japan, so they were pretty pleased when they found out that it was true.
It was a happy day.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was. And a very moral day.
I could very well not be here if it hadn't been for that.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you. Great, great call. How about John in Fredericksburg? You're on WMAL.
Yes. Good morning. My take on this is that, all knowledge comes from God, and thank God he gave us the bomb and the Nazis didn't get it first, or the Soviets didn't get it first. And the thing is that, the Bible in the Old Testament is replete with battles where thousands and tens of thousands of people died. There's not all this hand-wringing by the Jewish people that, all these people died on the other side. They were victories of good over evil.
Well, the president did a little hand-wringing about the numbers of people dead today. Here's a little more.
Why do we come to this place, to Hiroshima? We come to ponder a terrible force unleashed in a not-so-distant past. We come to mourn the dead, including over 100,000 Japanese men, women, and children, thousands of Koreans, a dozen Americans held prisoner. Their souls speak to us.
And what do those souls say? Well, according to the president, it's to pursue a world without nuclear weapons. Let's continue with your calls on this. How about Paul in Waldorf? You're on WMAL. Go, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Good morning, guys. I think people need to understand, too, this was a race. I mean, because Germany and Japan were working on the same technology. Could you imagine what would have happened if they got there first?
Yep.
You know, I think with Obama, it's almost like a utopia that won't exist, because crazy will always exist. You're not going to cure that. You just need to be able to, when it shows itself, defeat it.
Yeah, thank you. And you're right. It's not almost like a utopian. It's absolutely utopianism.
On every continent, the history of civilization is filled with war. Whether driven by scarcity of grain or hunger for gold, compelled by nationalist fervor or religious zeal, empires have risen and fallen. Peoples have been subjugated and liberated.
You hear what he's doing here?
Yeah.
He's kind of letting the Japanese off the hook with their history here. Oh, sure, you guys started this aspect of World War II and the war in the Pacific, and your empire was treacherous. But you know what? History is filled with this kind of thing on every continent. You're not, you know, it wasn't just your fault here while we're standing at Hiroshima. Let's look bigger picture. No, let's put the Hiroshima bombing in the context of what the Japanese nation
may
did.
May I just throw in one other idea here? And look, given the fact that the president has made these comments and has suggested that he thinks that, that we should not use nuclear weapons, we need to eliminate all the nuclear weapons. It makes me very afraid, because I want a president who has his finger on the nuclear weapon that, if the United States is truly threatened, would not be afraid to use the nukes to defend us. I don't think this president would.
No.
I think this president would let us all go right down the toilet rather than press that button if it could save American lives.
More of your calls on this in a moment. President Obama in Hiroshima, the audio and your calls next.
We may not realize this goal in my lifetime, but persistent effort can roll back the possibility of catastrophe.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring, only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
The Big Screen Store. Memorial Day savings starts now. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $899. Wow, $899. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs. Which means, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Memorial Day savings starts now. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
This week on The Retirement Professor.
Federal employees, you know, need to know how to take advantage of the benefits they have, and they need to understand what their choices are as they're going into retirement, because in an ever-changing political climate, the federal employee has to be prepared to handle their own personal situation.
More lessons on your federal benefits with The Retirement Professor, Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL, or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
Our U.S. military sacrificed so much for our freedoms, and that's why Lusty and Auto Mall of Woodbridge is so passionate about National Military Appreciation Month. Hi, I'm Jim Giddings. Buy a car from us and mention WMAL or Wounded Warrior Project in May, and Lusty will donate $100 to the Wounded Warriors Project in your name. Together, we help care for our courageous wounded veterans. Visit us under the largest U.S. flag in Northern Virginia, or simply log on to Lusty.com.
Lusty! Dash.com.
The Drive and Discover event at LustineDodge.com puts you in a new 2016 Jeep Renegade or Cherokee up to $9,000 off MSRP. Or a new 2016 Dodge Charger up to $8,000 off MSRP. 1,000 vehicles all available with Auto for Life and Lifetime bumper-to-bumper coverage. Hurry in.
LustineDodge.com. DC Metro's big, full-line Chrysler powerhouse.
See dealer for details on all offers.
6:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten. It's right there in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And where I'm seeing the volume forming, 66 heading through Manassas. That sun glare catching us. And then briefly in Fairlakes, Fair Oaks toward the Beltway. 95 slowest stretch will be heading toward the Occoquan and 395 in Landmark. Beltway across the Wilson Bridge, American Legion Bridge, wide open. This is such a great start to our morning commute. Top side of the Beltway delays from just after New Hampshire Avenue as you head through White Oak around to Silver Spring on the top side. And on 270, nada. This looks good between Frederick and the Beltway each direction without incident. I'm not seeing any delays. Update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm temperatures on a south breeze, clouds, sun, and we'll tickle 90 this afternoon with passing showers, maybe a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
70 degrees right now at 626.
We must change our mindset about war itself to prevent conflict through diplomacy and strive to end conflicts after they've begun.
That's Barack Obama just about an hour ago in Hiroshima. And Brian, you know, he really means it because he did that thing that he does. This thing?
Mindset about...
Did you hear it? He does that with his voice.
Mindset.
We don't have to just change our mindset. We've got to change our mindset. You know, he really means it when he does that.
Yeah, okay.
What are the lessons of Hiroshima? The president has a pretty skewered view of it, in my opinion. Regina in Virginia, you're next up on WMAL.
Hi. My comment is, what gave President Obama the authority to be the conscience of America and being disrespectful to our candidates running for office by speaking to a foreign country and criticizing? I mean, he's taking license, and it's kidsless. I'm a school teacher, American history and government. It's his opinion, but he's the president, and he represents all of us. So when he speaks for America.
It has that authority,
well, absolutely.
And the rest of the world
seems
to think that.
He represents you and me.
And by the way, and Regina, thank you, and I could hear the passion in your voice. And just one other thing, you know, a lot of this has been made about this, but when we first learned about this speech, it sort of escaped me until this morning when we were watching it at 4 a.m. Today is Friday of Memorial Day weekend.
Exactly.
This is the American holiday where we honor the fallen American military members.
And what's he doing? Laying a wreath at Hiroshima.
71 years ago, on a bright, cloudless morning, death fell from the sky and the world was changed.
It's 6:28 on WMAL.
Memorial Day is just around the corner, and if you've decided this is the year you're going to replace those old worn-out windows, I have great news for you. Hi, I'm Andrew Knopik of Renewal by Anderson, and right now during our Memorial Day sale, save 20% off your entire project, including installation. With no money down, no interest, and no payments for one full year. Plus, for 2 weeks only, save an additional $200 off your entire project. That's right, an additional $200 in savings on top of our 20% discount. Call between now and Memorial Day to save 20% and pay no money down, no interest, and make no payments for one full year. Plus, take an additional $200 off your project during our Memorial Day sale. If this is the year you check windows off your list, there's no better time than now. Remember, these great savings end on Memorial Day. Call Renewal by Anderson today. Call 855-478-5640. That's 855-478-5640. Renewal by Anderson. The better way to a better window. Discount and financing with approved credit only. Minimum purchase required. 0% APR. Call for additional cost information.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Coming up on WMAL, it seems to be closer to a reality, a debate between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. Is that a good idea? And who wins? We'll take your calls after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. Regrets but no apology from President Obama today as he visited the site of the world's first atomic bomb blast in a populated area, Hiroshima, Japan.
The memory of the morning of August 6th, 1945, must never fade. That memory allows us to fight complacency. It fuels our moral imagination. It allows us to change.
The president's the first U.S. chief executive to visit the site. More than 140,000 people died there. Days later, Japan surrendered, bringing a close to World War II. A longtime Fairfax County fire inspector suing 17 of her former co-workers, claiming they bullied her, asked for sexual favors, and tried to get her to quit her job over the length of her 20-year career. Patricia Tomasello's claims are made against supervisors and subordinates alike, and she claims her first fire chief started a vendetta to oust her that others were encouraged to follow. The suit comes shortly after the suicide of a Fairfax County firefighter who was reported to be a victim of harassment on the job. No comment from the county. Search crews looking for remnants of last week's Egypt air crash in the Mediterranean say they've picked up a beacon signal from down below, but the signal appears to be coming from one of the devices on the plane that transmits its location, not from one of the black boxes. This weekend kicks off summer with more travelers on the road thanks to lower gas prices, and that means more crashes.
Maryland, as an example, had a 17% increase in traffic fatalities last year. That's way outpacing the nation. It's about double than what the national average was.
Kurt Erickson with the Washington Regional Alcohol Program says drunk driving offenses also creep up in the summer. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,828, the NASDAQ at 4901. In sports, Bryce Harper hit his first homer in 12 games to help lead the Nats over the Cards. The O's fall to the Astros. The Warriors beat the Thunder to hang on in the NBA. And the Penguins will play for the Stanley Cup. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
This National Military Appreciation Month moment is brought to you by University of Maryland University College. Designated by Congress, National Military Appreciation Month recognizes both the history and achievements made by our armed forces. This month allows Americans to reflect on the historical impact of our military and honor those who have made endless sacrifices affecting the foundation of our nation. This month is designed to focus on the multiple expressions of appreciation for those who have given their lives in defense of our freedom.
University of Maryland University College expresses our deepest thanks to all U.S. Armed Forces servicemen and women who dedicate their lives to protect us, our families, and our freedom. You inspire us each and every day to do more. That's why we are constantly evolving programs to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers. We strive to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience and helps you succeed, like our dedicated military and veterans advisors, Veterans Resource Center, Vet Success Club, Veterans Lounge, and more. Thank you for your commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. UMUC is proud to join WMAL in saluting the members of our armed forces during Military Appreciation Month. This month, join us to show support and appreciation to the men, women, and families who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. Add your message of thanks at military.umuc.edu/thanks. That's military.umuc.edu/thanks.
Want to know the secret to saving enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much money you need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple. Well, for my colleagues and me anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make the right assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement. Make sure it's what you want it to be. Let us help at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. It's the $100,000 Road Trip Giveaway. Sundays in May, you could win free slot play, trips to Tropicana Las Vegas Resort, or the grand prize, a Toyota Tacoma on May 29th. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino and Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Achoo! Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep-down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
6:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 6:30 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And a great morning so far, and heading through town, southeast, southwest freeway each direction between the 14th Street Bridge and 11th Street Bridge with lanes open. Not seeing any delays there. For 295 south, though, as you come off of 50, I do have a bit of that stop and go rush hour volume to get you past East Capitol Street. 395 slowest through Landmark, and then you're good to the 14th Street Bridge. All right, here we go. Across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, delays backing up near 210. 66, we do catch the delays because that sun glare as we push through Manassas and briefly Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. 270, wide open still between Frederick and the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm temperatures on a south breeze, clouds, sun, and we'll tickle 90 this afternoon with passing showers, maybe a thunderstorm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 64 in Haymarket, 63 in Bowie, 70 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
6:37 here on Friday. Your Memorial Day weekend has begun, and you're starting it off here with Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Good on you. 7:05, Eleanor Clift. She'll try to spin her way out of the disaster that is the Hillary Clinton for President campaign. 7:35, Beach Boys legend Mike Love here in town for the Memorial Day concert. We'll talk to him. 8:05, Christian Toto, film critic. Talk about some big movies opening this holiday weekend. And then at 8:35, Brett Baer of Fox News Channel will wrap up another crazy week in American politics. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, so are you in for this idea, a Sanders-Trump debate? Well, it all started as sort of a conversation on the Jimmy Kimmel show when Donald Trump was there, and Kimmel made the point that Bernie Sanders would love to sit down and debate you.
He wants to know if you will debate
him. Yes, now. I am. How much is he going to pay me?
So he said, yes, he's willing to do the debate. It's going to be, how much is it going to pay him? But he then went on to say that, we could give the money to some good charity, perhaps. And then let's go to Cut 29, if we could, next. Bernie Sanders then appears on the Jimmy Kimmel show and says, look, maybe this is something that could come about. Let's talk more about this idea of a Trump-Sanders debate.
You made it possible for us to have a very interesting debate.
That's right.
About two guys who look at the world very, very differently.
Oh, boy, do you guys look at it differently.
Well, would you watch a debate like this? Would you be in for a Trump-Sanders debate? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Donald Trump believes that it would be a record-shattering event that so many people would watch, and that he wants to find some way then to, make some money on the deal for some charity. He doesn't want to do it for free. He keeps sort of toying with the idea? Should there be a Trump-Sanders debate? And would it be a good thing for Trump or a bad thing? What's the upside? What's the downside? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAO. For my money, Larry O'Connor, I would watch this all day long and twice on Sunday. I think this would be more entertaining than anything we could possibly put on TV. Talk about your entertainment value. This has got all kinds of entertainment value, and I would watch it. From a political standpoint, though, I'm not sure. I'm not absolutely sure it works against Trump. I think, for example, anything that builds up Bernie Sanders hurts Hillary Clinton. And of course, the enemy of your enemy is your friend. So maybe this is a good idea. Maybe this is something that would be helpful to Trump on a political level as well.
I think it's a bad idea politically. Now, listen, would I watch it? Sure, I'd watch it. Here's the thing. In reality, capitalism always beats socialism. When put into practice, capitalism always wins. But in a debate, I don't know if capitalism always beats socialism, because socialism always appeals to the emotional utopian dreams of people. Well, shouldn't we just do this? Shouldn't we help the people? Shouldn't we do that? And the case needs to be made by somebody who understands freedom, liberty, the free markets, and capitalism. How the best way to help people is to give them a free market and the freedom to be able to help themselves. And actually, our economy is always... I know that the argument can be made. I don't know if Donald Trump necessarily is articulate enough to make that argument, whereas because he's been out spending his entire life actually earning money for himself and for his businesses and practicing capitalism. Bernie Sanders has done absolutely nothing with his 74 years on this planet except talk about socialism. So he's got all the talking down. He can talk a lot. He's ready to talk about it. And I don't see how this helps Donald Trump. You don't punch below your weight class. He is the nominee for the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders will not be the nominee for the Democrats. Hillary Clinton will be. You save your power for the actual opponent, not for Bernie Sanders. Why elevate Bernie to your level?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because elevating Bernie makes him stronger within the Democratic Party. Being stronger in the Democratic Party foisters foment over there and continues the chaos that we are now seeing, and that is a good thing for Republicans. I mean, look, I take note of everything you say, and there's a lot of wisdom in that. Sometimes
wow.
Even a blind hog finds an acorn. But I do think that there's some benefit in having Bernie Sanders stick around. I mean, after all, as Donald Trump has suggested, Bernie Sanders should run as a third-party candidate. And that would, really create problems for the Democrats. A strong Sanders is a good thing for the Republican Party, because he can't be president. He's not going to have the support to become president. He only divides Democrats, and divided Democrats plays right into what we want in this election cycle. I don't know. What do you think about it? Kevin in Virginia, you're up with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
A businessman versus a freeloader? I think that's a great show.
You think that would make good, entertaining TV?
Absolutely, and it would show how much of a socialist Hillary is as well.
Okay. Well, that's one way to look at it. What do you think, Dave and Stafford? Very quickly, you're on with Brian and Larry.
Morning, gentlemen. I got to go with Larry on this. I think it's a terrible idea. I think the only person that stands to gain anything here is Bernie Sanders. Trump is going to sit there and he's going to fumble a little bit because, as he said before, he's not a debater. He doesn't do a lot of debate. Bernie Sanders is going to get the boost that he needs, and Trump is just going to end up looking like an idiot at the end of it.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave. Listen, I love the idea of splitting the Democrats. So here's the compromise.
Okay.
I'm all about compromise.
Well,
about
you are, if nothing else.
Trump should say, "You betcha, I'll debate you, Bernie. Get on the ballot on all 50 states with the Green Party, and I'll look forward to our three-way debate with Hillary Clinton."
It is now 6:43.
Looking for a great deal on vacation home property near Deep Creek Lake? Now through June 5th, come to our five model homes and get your spectacular mountain home site from just $79.9. Call 877-888-7581 or visit discoverdeepcreek.com. Brokerage services provided by GLS Realty, LLC. Broker in charge, Martha Marie Rose.
It's Memorial Day weekend, and I've got an idea this Memorial Day weekend that could save you some money. And that's something we can all believe in right now. If you call Thompson Creek Window Company, you can do the following things. You can lower your utility bills. That saves you money. You can improve your home's value. That increases your wealth. And if you set an appointment for this Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, that's all you got to do. Set an appointment with the Thompson Creek folks Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, and you'll save with Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year. Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs replacement windows just for your home in our unique climate. Call 855-57-CREEK right now to get Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year, so big that they won't even let me tell you exactly all of the details. You have to call to find out. But remember, you need to make an appointment for this Memorial Day weekend. Make an appointment for Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. The more you buy, the more you'll save. Hurry, the holiday weekend appointments are extremely limited. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Save some money. Make your appointment now for this weekend. 855-57-CREEK.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DLME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
Nationals pitcher
drops in a changeup.
Most K's in the NL.
Got him looking.
Hit for the social site. Nationals Cardinals. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Messen. Wilson Ramos.
And it's over the bullpen.
Off to a hot start in 2016.
Ramos to the gap.
Hit for the social site. Nationals Cardinals. The series concludes Sunday at 1 on Messen.
It is 6:45 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, an unusual sight. 270, no delay between Frederick and the Beltway, either direction. That looks fantastic. Most of the rush hour lighter than normal, whereas see some of the volume forming. Top side of the Maryland Beltway leaving College Park to the Wilson Bridge near 210, so that starts to back up just a little bit. And DC 295 down toward East Capitol Street. Virginia, the sun glare catching us heading through Manassas and Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, 95 in Dale City to the Occoquan, and 395 in Landmark. Those seem to be about the slowest stretches. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A cloud-sun mix as we go through this Friday. A passing shower, maybe a thunder shower, especially second half of the day. Warm, 89. Sunshine returns tomorrow. We're in the upper 80s. Late day showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Highs middle 80s. And for Memorial Day, just a chance of showers. Highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stichick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 degrees in your nation's capital. The time is 6:46.
Well, the president, as we just told you, is over in Japan, and he's been talking to reporters, and they hold press conferences after these bilateral meetings. And so the president is answering questions, and he's wrapping things up, and as often he does, okay, here's the last question, I'll take one more. And it turned out to be a question he didn't really want to answer.
Oh.
Get back, I'm not taking it. Yeah, he already said a lot about those issues. I think those are better directed to the campaign. As I said before, during the course of a primary, people say what they think might help them get some votes.
That's right. And so what he was talking about here was the fact that the last question had to do with Hillary's email server. And he said, no, I'll take it back. I'm not going to answer that question. He got rather peevish about it and said, look, don't you have some questions that you want to ask me about Asia? Don't you have something you want to ask me about my trip here, my historic trip to Japan? And no, they wanted to know about Hillary's email. And he said, look, I'm just not going to talk about that. What's interesting about this is just the day before, the president, during his trip, was very happy to talk about Donald Trump and how world leaders are somewhat rattled by Donald Trump, and that they somehow are concerned that Donald Trump might become the president. That's fair game. The president oversees talking politics about the political situation back home, but when a legitimate question is asked about, the email report, the IG's email report about Hillary Clinton's email server that occurred when she was Secretary of State to President Obama, that's somehow out of line.
Yeah.
That's somehow... and something that he doesn't want to answer and seemed like it's something that's beneath him?
Well, not only beneath him, but he made a joke about it. I mean, he got him all chuckling and laughing and guffawing about it. You know, he said, okay, let's listen to it because it goes by really quickly. He says, I'll take one more question. The question's about the email report out of his own State Department's Inspector General. And his response is?
I'm not taking another question.
Listen, Brian, Hillary Clinton is running for president. Hillary Clinton wants to be the commander in chief. She wants to be the chief executive of the United States government. And so her behavior in the Hillary Clinton email scandal is obviously paramount for all of our attention. But lost in all of this is the actual chain of command and responsibility that the president bears in this as well. The president first said he didn't even know about this. And then it has been revealed that the president actually emailed her directly on this email account. So clearly he did know about it.
Right.
This violation of rules that we hear Hillary Clinton is guilty of, which actually, as Mark Levin so clearly told us, means that she is guilty of federal law. Guilty. Guilty! this violation of federal law and the Federal Records Act happened on President Obama's watch. Who does Hillary Clinton report to? Barack Obama. Hillary Clinton said this has been this was permitted. Okay, who is able to give Hillary Clinton permission to do this? Two people, her boss, the president, or Congress. So did the president give permission? What did the president know? When did he know it? And now his inspector general has given this scathing report about what happened in his State Department on his watch, and no one is having him answer to this as well. Yeah. Shouldn't he be responsible for this scandal too?
Oh, I think so.
No, he's not going to answer any questions about it. And the reporters in Japan will just laugh and laugh.
Yeah. That's right.
Oh, that Barack, he's such a cut up. Yeah. Can't wait for him to be my neighbor in my lily white Northwest D.C. neighborhood. Oh, we're going to have a great time walking the dogs together.
Excuse me.
It's a little closer to the truth than you wanted,
man,
isn't it?
I'll tell you.
There's nothing but reporters in that neighborhood.
You're on a riff today, boy. It's 6:51.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Texting while driving makes an accident up to 23 times more likely, according to the National Highway Transportation Safety Administration. So make sure your eyes stay on the road. Even talking on the phone has been shown to cause an increase in accidents, as drivers become more focused on their conversation than their surroundings. So turn your phone off while you're driving, enjoy the trip, and get to your destination safely. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
1979. It was a good year for tube socks, feathered hair, and an even better year for cars. That's because 1979 was the year Jiffy Lube introduced the first drive-through service bay, bringing in a new era of convenient car care.
It's 35 years later, and we're still committed to finding more ways to serve you, which is why each of our over 2,000 locations keeps your vehicle records on file and uses the same vehicle information as your dealer. So join the 20 million people who have their vehicle serviced at Jiffy Lube and leave worry behind.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
When you think about financial planning, does life insurance come to mind? Life insurance can play an important role in your financial plan, but a significant number of people are underinsured. Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of WMAL's Wise Investor Show. Call us to discuss the relationship of your life insurance and your overall financial plan.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. To reach Greg, call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor.
Your life is lived on our floors, and we take that to heart. At Lumber Liquidators, we're committed to making sure you receive the highest quality, most beautiful hardwood flooring at the lowest possible price. We call that value, and today our value is better than ever. We invite you to stop by your local Lumber Liquidators during our Customer Appreciation Event, May 18th through May 31st. See all the latest styles and get exclusive deals on more than 400 top-quality floors. Our flooring experts will help you pick the perfect floor for you. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Time to check in on your money at the CNBC News Desk. Here's Courtney Reagan. Hey, Courtney.
Hi, good morning. Stocks are looking at a flat open today, but there are two things that could change that. There's a fresh reading that could show the economy grew twice as fast at the start of the year as first thought. And Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen will discuss interest rates at Harvard. She's there to pick up an award for people who make a difference. Shares of Google should rise after a jury found that using Oracle's Java software in its Android phones was not illegal. That verdict ends a six-year-long court battle. GameStop's stock will fall like its profits, which dropped 12% because there were no big video games last quarter. April was not so kind to the beer industry. The Beer Institute, yes, there is such a thing, says shipments fell after rising the first 3 months this year. The Institute says it could be a rocky year for beer. And hey, hey, the Monkees are out with a new album today. It's their first in 20 years. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Wow, the Monkees are back?
That's what I hear.
I'm a believer. It's 6:54.
With it being so wet out, dirt and mud is being tracked all over our rugs and carpets, not to mention the pollen. Hi, this is Chris Plant. When it comes to superior cleaning of your fine Persian and Oriental rugs, there's only one name that's been trusted for more than 60 years. That's Hadid. Hadid has been cleaning rugs in the metro area with the same time-honored tradition of painstakingly washing each rug by hand. Plus, Hadid has an entire team of experts dedicated to repairing bare spots, restoring color, and replacing fine fringe. Hadid offers four drop-off locations, Vienna on West Maple Avenue, Alexandria on Duke Street, Springfield on Electronic Drive, or they're on the border store on Wisconsin Avenue in Friendship Heights. Call Hadid at 703-241-1111. Mention this ad and get 20% off in-plant rug cleaning. Hadid also offers free pickup and delivery that includes moving furniture, rolling and relaying rugs. A minimum order does apply. Call 703-241-1111 or online at joehadid.com.
It is 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, she's often been referred to as the fifth monkey, actually. Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet
really?
Cleaning Traffic Center.
We
yeah,
I didn't know there was a female member.
Sure,
of the
she
Monkees.
Played the maracas there with Davy Jones in studio. Yeah.
We could have fun with that. All right, here we go.
Here
and actually
comes.
Having a fun time here with this morning rush hour. It is fantastic around the region through Annandale and Tyson's Beltway. It looks like it's an overnight quiet run. 66, though. We do get the delays because of the sun glare through Manassas as you push towards Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks, but off the Greenway and Toll Road, Route 7 out of Leesburg, wide open stretch, absolutely no delay on 270. Top side of the Beltway, a little bit sluggish heading between College Park and Silver Spring. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A cloud-sun mix as we go through this Friday. A passing shower, maybe a thunder shower, especially second half of the day. Warm, 89. Sunshine returns tomorrow. We're in the upper 80s. Late day showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. Highs middle 80s. And for Memorial Day, just a chance of showers. Highs in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
71 degrees at 6:56.
If you are thinking about buying a car, come on down to Stolman Subaru. Whether you choose Outback, Legacy, or the Forester, we have a car for you. You will ride in style. Right now, we have great prices that will make you move on all models. Want great gas mileage? Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Did you know all Subaru models are easy on service?
Come on down to Stolman Subaru. Family owned and operated for over 80 years. Located in Tyson's Corner and Sterling. Go to StolmanSubaru.com today.
Chris Plant here, and if you're as sick as I am of listening to the liberal media lie and distort the news to get their favorite candidates elected, I want you to help my friends at the Media Research Center expose them and hold them accountable. Go to tellthetruth2016.org right now and sign up to receive a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker. That website again is tellthetruth2016.org, and the bumper sticker is free. tellthetruth2016.org.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. That certainly was the case for Michael Vandrail. After his plastering business went under in 2007, Michael found himself out of a job. He told CNN he just didn't lose his business, but his life and his hope. When Michael decided to do something about it, he got a custodian's job at the Worcester Polytechnical Institute in Massachusetts. The college also just so happened to have tuition-free classes for employees, and he took advantage. After 8 years of cleaning floors and picking up garbage, this week, Michael graduated with a mechanical engineering degree. His graduation cap read, "This old dog has new tricks." He said graduation was one of the best days of his life. Now that he earned his degree, custodian turned mechanical engineer has one more thing to accomplish, landing a new job. Hard work and commitment. I hope all of his fellow students hiding in those campus safe places were watching. Congratulations, Michael. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state. Thanks.
Coming up on WMAL,
we'll be joined by the one, the only, Eleanor Cliff to talk about the politics of the moment, and we'll ask her a few questions about Hillary's email, given this report that came out yesterday.
And we'll be joined by the one, the only, Mike Love of the Beach Boys, and we will talk to him about everything but the politics.